The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So many people sitting down to do the Leaving Cert next week maybe have some sort of a medical degree on the horizon, be it nursing, medicine or something else. Carl Spain is with me, the comedian. Carl loved the Leaving Cert so much, he did it twice. Carl, what was it about it that brought you back a second time?
You ruined my joke, I got an encore.
Oh, no way! Sorry, so great minds.
I did so well, I got an encore. No, it was my snus addiction that really killed me. the first time. I was easily distracted at the time, and I had a part-time job. So I used to work late at weekends in a fast food place, and I wasn't the most dedicated student, you know. And when you're in the top class and just trying to hide amongst the group, it's not the best place to be.
Did you put in more effort the second time around?
I put in more effort at snooker because we had... You could only, in those days, I don't think it's the same anymore, you could just do a couple of subjects. So I just did a few, and I think I did about three or four subjects just to boost up the points so you could take.
Oh, you took the ones you did okay in the first time round and kept them.
Well, no, you just try and do better. Yeah, you keep those, they're banked, and then you have another go. And I got a couple of A's, but I also got really good at snooker. So there was a snooker club not too far away from the school. And we could go there and kill a few hours and sometimes maybe make it class, back to class in time. But that was the one thing I remember about repeating my Leaving Cert. That was the peak of my snooker career.
Had you any ambition when you were sitting the Leaving Cert as to what was going to happen afterwards?
No idea, ambition or nothing. I literally didn't know what I wanted to do, where I was going to end up. I hadn't, you know, even, and the funny thing was, my career guidance teacher at one point, I cracked a joke in class and he said to me, "You're not funny. Don't try and be funny." If I could give one bit of advice. So as a professional comedian, I think we all know who had the last laugh there.
And so what was the route? I mean, was it kind of circuitous to get to the point where you were up on stage telling jokes or what happened? Like, was there a period in university?
Well, it was actually I went to CBS Sexton Street in Limerick, and one of the teachers, Matt Kelly, we actually had, I know this sounds bizarre, in the 80s, we actually had a TV station in the school. So that we used to make videos, little documentaries and all sorts, and myself and a couple other lads, we actually won an All-Ireland competition sponsored by Bank of Ireland back in the day. And we beat even third-level schools, colleges that did, you know, media production, which I later did. But we won a few awards at that over the years. So there was that kind of love of that, of, you know, making programs, you know, both presenting or being researching, direct. We did one on air traffic control in Shannon. So I kind of had that. So I went back as a mature student then to do TV production. And that kind of led to presenting stuff in college because nobody else wanted to do it. And it kind of gave me a little bit of confidence then. And I was kind of funny. And I just said, oh, do you know what? I've always wanted to try stand-up, and I did. But I was 28 when that happened. But I would have loved if someone had come into the school and even told me that stand-up could be a career.
Yeah, but maybe you needed that experience or those years in between.
It certainly did help. I think, for comedians, you do need to live a bit of life. And, you know, whether it's through time or just experience, to get the skills and have stories to tell. But yeah, but the Leaving Cert for me was something that was looming there for a while, and then it was looming again 12 months later, but it wasn't.
It loomed, it lingered.
Yeah. My academic ambition was quite low and lacking.
Marissa Carter is with us as well, the CEO and founder of Coco Brown. Marissa, you're a high achiever now in the Leaving Cert, I understand. Over 500 points.
Well, now, I went to Clutch to Eastagon in Stillorgan. I don't think they put out anything other than high achievers, to be honest.
Oh, they'd look down their nose at anyone below 500, would they?
They might, all right. But you know what? I went on to do management and marketing with French and DIT Ainger Street, and I thought I'm going to get my degree, and then I failed 4 out of 7 of my end of year exams and ended up as a college dropout. But not finishing my formal education was one of the best decisions I ever made because I found my passion. I went, yep, found my passion.
How did you fail the exams?
No, I didn't know you were going to ask me that. Now, hold on. My children are old enough to be listening to this.
Go on. You have to say it now.
The truth of the matter is I just was burnt out. I had really worked so hard for the Leaving Cert. By the time I got a little bit of freedom in college, I just went wild and just thought, this is a hoolie. I lost loads of weight right before the exams. I couldn't sleep. Total panic. So, you know, I know that the whole point of having the chats today is to say to people, look, don't stress. Even if you don't do so well, you never know where you might end up. And it's not, you know, your Leaving Cert results aren't going to, you know, they're not going to dictate how successful you are in your career. You never know what you might end up doing. But I do think it's important to also validate to anyone listening that is feeling really stressed about going into their Leaving Cert, that that's totally normal. That it's okay to feel really stressed, but just know that you will get through it. It will pass. You're going to be well able. And even if you don't do as well as you hope to, there's so many other ways of having a successful career. And you just never know where you might end up or what you might end up doing. You might end up having a pink bottle of your self-tan in almost every house in the country.
Carl, do you have Leaving Cert nightmares?
No, I think that was part of my problem. And I wish I had now, the weight loss alone. I was too relaxed about it. I genuinely, I was there. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I was kind of going, it's not really this. And I did get into college. So I was a college dropout as well. So I got you there. I have no pink bottles in everyone's house, though. But it was just, it wasn't for me. I needed to find my path, and I was looking in the wrong place. And I do think that. I think the Leaving Cert is just, like, when I was doing this, I left school in the 90s. See, if I hadn't done the, repeated it, I would have left in the 80s. So that was the big thrust I had. Oh, I did my Leaving Cert in the 90s. But I think it was just about learning facts off and reproducing them. And that didn't appeal to me at all. I like getting knowledge in and letting it stew in my head and seeing how I feel about it. So I think it's different for everyone. It's certainly the formality of it didn't suit me at the time.
Yeah, but that's the kind of the creative's response to things, isn't it? To let things percolate.
Well, I think so. For me, yeah, I think that's the way it worked. Certain subjects kind of appealed, and I kind of regret not doing history now. I didn't do history for the Leaving Cert, and I wish I had. I think that would have appealed to me.
We have a text in here from someone who says, I always have a dream that my Leaving Cert woodwork project isn't ready, and I didn't even do woodwork for the Leaving Cert. That's some dream. Elizabeth Oakes is with us as well, entrepreneur, funeral director, owner of Pure Reflections. Elizabeth, when you did the Leaving, was university or college on the horizon at all?
No, definitely it wasn't for me. The only reason really I was going to school was because I had a business in school, which was a tuck shop run. so I had to go to school because I was making money.
And so tell me, what was the plan then after?
I'm sorry, I used to get certificates for attendance because I'd never miss a day.
Brilliant. What was the plan after the Leaving Cert?
Well, I must say my mum was great in that she never put any pressure on me. And from the age of 8, I always had my own little businesses, be it buying and selling rabbits into pet shops. I bought and sold Connemara ponies, and then I had my tuck shop run. So I think Mum probably knew that I'll find my way in life some way or another. I would be kind of dyslexic, so I'm a visual learner more so than books. And I remember our career guidance teacher gave us a FOSS disc at the time, and I went through every career on it to see which was the shortest amount of time in education, but where you kind of got the most amount of money thereafter. And I just stumbled upon embalming, and it was a 1-year course, and I think back then it said you earned something like 40,000 per annum thereafter. And I said, well, that'll do me grand. So it was an apprenticeship, so it was getting paid, and also learning, practical learning on the job. And I just grew a huge passion for, I suppose, looking after people who had died and looking after the families. So you know, it was a great opportunity for me. I was only 17 at the time. And when I finished that apprenticeship, the guy said to me, you know, you've real flair for this. You should really go to America. It's the only place where you can get a degree in mortuary science. So at that stage then, I said, that'd be great. And we organised it. And I went then to California and I did a 3-year degree course there in mortuary science, which included funeral directing, embalming, funeral law, chemistry and everything. But I must say, only for the practical hands-on education that I gained in Ireland, I never would have been able to achieve what I've achieved. And also, like, I suppose it opened up so much opportunities then, because I had the practical background. When I went to America, I was that bit older, I had a passion for what I was doing, and therefore I was eager to learn, which makes everything a lot more easier.
You're not still selling rabbits, are you?
No.
Elizabeth Oakes is an entrepreneur and the owner of Pure Reflections. Marissa Carter is the CEO and founder of Coco Brand. Carol Spain, comedian. Folks, thanks a million, all of you, for joining us. God, lots of people do have Leaving Cert nightmares. Cullum is 64. Only the other night, I dreamt I didn't go to a single maths class and then was snookered for the exam. It will never leave us. I have that dream once a month at least, and I'm turning 50 this year, says somebody else. And another, I'm not promoting emigration, but I live in Canada now, and I can tell you that employers have no idea what a Leaving Cert is, let alone care how many points you got. There's many paths to a career. Don't stress yourself too much. This day week, the Leaving Cert kicks off.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.